Noted personalities from India and abroad continue to offer condolence and pay tribute to Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. Maulana passed away on April 21, 2021. On the night of April 21, 2021, the world not only lost an eminent thinker, scholar and guide but one of the most ardent advocates of peace. Padma Vibhushan Maulana Wahiduddin Khan was an intellectual giant and an erudite scholar who devoted his life to the pursuance of principles of peace. His lifelong and unswerving commitment to peace was based on his underlying belief that peace cannot be sacrificed for anything whilst everything can be sacrificed for peace. His quest for peace started from a small village called Badriya, near Azangar, and took him around the globe. Wherever he went, he highlighted how peace is the summum bonum, Latin for greater good, and therefore a prerequisite to everything good. And for 9 decades, he used every available opportunity to contribute to peacemaking in India and abroad. As a fervent well-wisher of humankind, Maulana's singular mission was to transform the minds of people and develop them into positive and spiritually awakened members of society. This mission has now devolved upon all of us, in our individual or collective capacity, to take forward. The Maulana was the epitome of the principle, simple living, high thinking. His goal was to be a lifelong learner, and he chose to lead a modest life, free of all distractions. Those who had met him in his New Delhi house were often surprised by the austerity of his Sufi lifestyle. Each day, he used to get up at dawn break and step out to sit on his balcony. This spiritual corner was his way of being in nature, and it served as an inspiration for him. He drew lessons from the simplest everyday events and conveyed meaningful spiritual principles through them in his unforgettable and powerful baritone. As a scholar, he dared to stand for truth, criticize what he saw was wrong, and tear apart the influence of the traditional framework he grew in to develop an objective and analytical bent of mind. He was of the view that challenges shape the character of man. Having become an orphan very early in life had taught him to not succumb to despair and disappointment, but to consider every untoward experience as a challenge and keep hope alive. As per the Maulana, education is the very foundation of nation building. He believed that acquiring education was not a means of outperforming one another in material wealth, rather it was a means of strengthening character and becoming a responsible member of society. Such a society, which is an aggregate of virtuous individuals, becomes the first unit of a peaceful nation. He remained a lifelong learner and encouraged the spirit of inquiry and curiosity in all his discussions. He held that spirit of inquiry was the bedrock of intellectual development. He always took examples from the world around us and urged everyone to do the same. He often loved sharing a poem on cow, which he had read long back in his school textbook. His favorite stanza from the poem was, "Cow jo gas chari thi ban mean, dude bani, who gaka than mean, the grass which the cow ate yesterday is now converted into milk." He used to share this to explain how the cow was a divine example of converting a negative event into a positive one. He used to say that a cow presents a perfect example for us to emulate. It never asks, but only gives. Similarly, a successful member of society is one who never asks, but only gives, and discharges his societal duties diligently. A Gandhian by nature, his life is full of examples of how he contributed to ensuring peace in society even during the direst circumstances. He took his guidance and inspiration from the original texts of Islam, Quran and Hadith, and dedicated his life to present it in the modern idiom. The focus of his writings was to promote interfaith dialogue, interactive exchange and fraternity. He established CPS International with the sole aim of spreading peace and harmony in society. His relentless efforts transformed the minds of thousands of youth who were previously engaged in violence at different levels. As a fervent well-wisher of humankind, his singular mission was to transform the minds of people and develop them into positive and spiritually awakened members of society. This mission has now devolved upon all of us, in our individual or collective capacity, to take forward. In doing so, we shall not only pay our heartfelt tribute to his remarkable efforts but also honor his life and decades of making a difference. Ramesh Siddiqui, Islamic thinker and writer. I have high regard for Maulana. We have appeared on many occasions together. He has always spoken with great wisdom and understanding. My message to him is only one of high regard and respect. Dr. Karan Singh, Indian politician. Well, I have got regard for Maulana Wahiduddin Khan ji. He is like my mentor and I feel inspired whenever I have few moments to spend with him. He is one person who is trying to transcend narrow religion and religiosity, and for that he is being accused by many of his community people. But he is not afraid. I want that type of courage for myself. I want to withstand all criticism with a loving smile on my face, and with compassion for all people whoever is criticizing me. Swami Agnivesh, founder of Araya Sabha and socio-political activist. Well, I am encouraged by the work that he is doing, in particular the emphasis on the primacy of peace. It is so important in our world, and particularly in this 21st century, When there are so many different religions, all intermingling with one another, so many other different perspectives of life, it is extremely important that we learn how to live together well, and that means we need to work actively for peace. Peace is not a concept, a thing that happens without people doing things. You need to work for peace, to promote peace, and certainly the work that Maulana is doing. I would encourage him and people in all religions to work for that deep peace and that deep understanding, which I think is the way forward for our work in the 21st century. Bishop Richard Land Cheetham, Bishop of Kingston, Church of England, a great champion of interfaith dialogue and harmony, he believed in the power of dialogue, rather than debate, which provokes strife and negativity. Amitabh Mathew, Professor, Jawaharlal Nehru University. It was after a terrorist attack in the late 90s that a meeting was held in India International Center, New Delhi. Among the speakers was the name of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. I went to listen to him. What would he say? I found a tall, majestic-looking man with a beautiful turban and a gray beard telling me, "The word Islam means peace." His eyes filled up and his throat tightened as he said, "Let us not misunderstand a religion on the basis of the acts of some miscreants." That was my first meeting with Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. That was my first discovery of Islam. Maulana Wahiduddin Khan was a gentle, compassionate teacher of Islam. He looks at the world and its living beings as a beautiful creation to be enjoyed, respected, and learned from. We had the pleasure of learning from him. Sudhamahi Raghunathan, former Vice Chancellor, Jain Vishwa Bharti Institute.